Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
We have some major breaking news to run down. The Department of Justice has officially released the audio files and the transcript for the behind closed doors conversation that Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche had with Ghislaine Maxwell roughly 1 month ago. We've been waiting for the audio files or any sort of transcript, and now we have both. I just want to start this off with some moral clarity here. There is a brazen contradiction, a confliction of interest when it comes to Ghislaine Maxwell and Donald Trump. Trump has repeatedly said over and over that he will not rule out pardoning Ghislaine. Not only will he not rule that out, but he's kind of going soft on her. So Ghislaine then has the incentive to not incriminate Trump or anybody around him. And what she says, the wording that she uses in this transcript is very, very odd. Before we break this all down and lay the groundwork, I'm going to let Fox News do some of the talking for me, because Will Cain actually explains pretty well how there are perverse incentives at play.
Does she have any incentive to be completely forthcoming? Or is there incentive for her, perhaps in seeking a pardon, to not share the truth? What do you make of her credibility?
And that's the question people are going to have. She's a convicted felon. And so how much do you rely on the testimony that she's providing? I mean, that's one of the number one questions that her critics are going to have. How much does the DOJ or any entity that is a law enforcement entity rely on the testimony of somebody who's a convicted felon? So like I said, that last little tidbit that's been unearthed where she says, I never saw any bad behavior with any of these men. Now, maybe she said something to the effect, I might have a different interpretation of that if somebody's getting handsy, that kind of thing. But I didn't see anything with any age appropriate, inappropriate people, male or female. I just didn't see it. So that then starts to flag for a lot of people a credibility issue, because we are told from victims all over the place, I mean, dozens of them, that there were years of this stuff and that she was, by their allegation, implicit and aware of what was going on.
So she claims in this interview, if you read the transcripts, that she never saw, number one, Epstein around anybody underage, but also Trump around anybody underage. The first one is just a brazen lie, and I do want to point out that Ghislaine Maxwell is known for being a liar. Kyle Griffin points out, here's how prosecutors described Ghislaine in a pretrial motion during her criminal trial. This reads, quote, the defendant's willingness to brazenly lie under oath about her conduct, including some of the conduct charged in the indictment, strongly suggests her true motive has been and remains to avoid being held accountable for her crimes. I mean, of course, she's a despicable human being who is self-interested and has no self-awareness. Of course she doesn't want to be held accountable. I mean, it's human nature for someone like Ghislaine Maxwell to want to stay out of prison. And what we see is her making that move, moving that chess piece. And I'm sure there's a team of lawyers helping as well. But let's read some of this. So Jacob points out on Twitter, on day one of Ghislaine Maxwell's interview, she said one of Jeffrey Epstein's clients was a mysterious Ohio billionaire whose name she couldn't remember. She told Todd Blanche she'd try to remember for tomorrow. On day two, it just never came up again. Nobody brought it up, which kind of raises more questions than it answers. Why is the Attorney General and the Deputy Attorney General doing such a sloppy job in this interview that she is not only allowed to brazenly lie and contradict herself, but she hints towards having secret knowledge of some Ohio billionaire, and then the next day, it never comes up. The question is never raised again. David Marcus says, we'll probably meet tomorrow, Ghislaine says, but you can find them. I mean, if you basically find a billionaire female. Todd Blanche says, so the woman in Ohio who's wealthy that you worked with, Ghislaine says, and well, you can identify her yourself because she has the largest Klein painting. That was huge, so you can find her, because it'll be in a museum. Todd Blanche says, okay. Ghislaine says, so that's her. Todd Blanche says, and so that was one of Mr. Epstein's clients? And Ghislaine says, yes. She says, yes. It never comes up again. They never follow up. They never ask any more questions. What about this? As Harry Sisson points out, Ghislaine admitted that she and Epstein went to the spa at Mar-a-Lago and they'd go alone. Reminder, when Trump was on Air Force One not long ago, he admitted that Epstein would try to find people at the Mar-a-Lago spa. So let's just read this. And by the way, I'm currently in Denver Airport on a layover. I'm going to be in Omaha tomorrow, Omaha, Nebraska, speaking with Senator Elizabeth Warren. You can click the top link in the description. Yesterday, I was in Nashville, Tennessee. I did a really fun debate that you guys will see soon. 2 days ago, I was on CNN, so I haven't been home in like a week. Honestly, I kind of enjoy it. I kind of love it. So let's read this. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche says, Did you go there alone or with Mr. Epstein? And they're referring to Mar-a-Lago. Ghislaine says, mostly alone. Todd Blanche says, do you know where? And then Ghislaine says, in the times I went there, it was for an event, maybe once or twice. Todd Blanche says, and do you know whether Mr. Epstein ever went there? Then Ghislaine has this weird paragraph where she admits that they went to the spa together, but she's clearly stuttering a lot. She says, I believe he did, but again, we really were. He didn't take me with him all the time. So he would go and, oh, right, he did from time to time, but he would go alone. I think he would maybe himself go to the spa. I certainly did. And it's just a very, very odd statement from Ghislaine Maxwell at a time when, just please remember, right after this interview took place, Ghislaine was moved from a maximum security prison to a minimum security prison, an all-women's prison.
Macy Donahue.
An all-women's prison. And Midas Touch even points out, Trump's DOJ, after they transferred Ghislaine Maxwell, then transferred a woman out of the facility that Ghislaine Maxwell is being held after this other inmate criticized there being a sex offender in this facility. This reads, inmate at Ghislaine Maxwell's cushy new prison is booted to a different prison, to a grim lockup, after she slammed Ghislaine Maxwell in an interview. There is some weird protection going on, but that doesn't stop people from Marjorie Taylor Greene from saying, Ghislaine Maxwell says President Trump was never inappropriate with anyone and was a perfect gentleman in all respects. Now, Turnboy points out, in this very same interview, Ghislaine Maxwell claims she is a victim and compares her situation to the Salem witch trials. He says, if you believe Ghislaine's story about Trump, then you also have to believe she's innocent. You cannot have it both ways. I also just want to point out the fact that Ghislaine Maxwell claims she has never personally seen Donald Trump in any inappropriate setting during this interview. But, number one, she's very incentivized to say that. That's the groundwork that Fox News laid perfectly for me. But number two, we know that he was in inappropriate settings. Let me read this excerpt from a New York Times article. It reads, in 1992, an NBC News camera captured the pair at a Mar-a-Lago party that featured cheerleaders from the Buffalo Bills who were in town that weekend for a game against the Miami Dolphins. Months later, Trump hosted a party at Mar-a-Lago for young women in a so-called calendar girl competition.
Ladies and gentlemen, on concourse, we're doing a media boarding for Beckinsale, flight 1761, here at B7. The doors are closing shortly for Beckinsale.
Mr. Epstein was the only other guest. The only other guest. So in 1993, there was a privately held party with Donald Trump, a bunch of calendar girls, who knows how old they were, and Jeffrey Epstein. Mr. Haraney, you know, another Florida-based businessman who arranged the event, said he was surprised that the only other person on the guest list was Jeffrey Epstein. I said, quote, Donald Trump, this is supposed to be a party with VIPs. You're telling me it's just you and Epstein. Mr. Haraney's then girlfriend and business partner Jill Harth later accused Mr. Trump of sexual conduct on the night of the party. Both of them accused him. Both of them said that it happened. Not just one of them. Both of them came out and said this happened the night of the party. So Ghislaine Maxwell can sit there behind closed doors talking to Trump's personal lawyer turned deputy attorney general and say that she has never personally seen anything. But we know that they were at this party together. What about this? Why is everything so incredibly contradictory? So, Trump said today, Bill Clinton was on his plane and went to the island 28 times. Ghislaine Maxwell then claims, he absolutely never went. Everything is contradictory. Trump is claiming to have secretive knowledge of the people there, but Ghislaine Maxwell also has secretive knowledge of a billionaire from Ohio. It is an absolute mess. And once I get back to my hotel, we are going to continue to cover this, to relentlessly double down on the coverage. If you appreciate what I do, drop a like, subscribe. We'll see you on the next one. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.